What is going on, Try Hard Podcast listeners? We are back with another episode. How are you guys doing tonight? It is Sunday, 9:38 p.m. I was about to stream for a little bit, play some COD. I said, you know what? I actually had an episode planned for later this week with an interview, I reached out to them, you know, a little bit ago to, you know, schedule our time to do the podcast tomorrow. And we were going to have an interview for you guys tomorrow, and I was going to upload on Tuesday. They let me know that they actually won't be able to do it tomorrow. We rescheduled for next week, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to bore you guys. So I figured I would do a solo episode just so you guys could hear my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful voice. Because I know how much you like it. All right. Also, guys, by the way, I appreciate everybody who's been checking out the podcast on the audio version of the podcast, right? I know a lot of you guys are watching. Hold on a minute. I know a lot of you guys are probably watching on YouTube or X. So appreciate you guys, by the way, for doing that. Make sure you share, like, subscribe, all that shit. But if you're listening to the audio part of the podcast, right, which is on Spotify or iTunes, I'm trying to get better with the audio. All right, please understand, it's just me. All right, there's nobody helping me. I'm the only one recording this shit. So when somebody was complaining that every time I moved the mic, it made a sound. Well, then I realized that the mic, the stand that I have, the boom arm or whatever, it's older, so it makes a fucking noise. It's I gotta get a new one. Whatever, I'm gonna try not to move it around too much. All right, I heard your complaints, and I'm fixing it. But anyway, guys, how you guys been? Haven't talked to you guys in like what, a week or so. I've been busy, been playing ranked, right? Been playing ranked. A lot of things have been announced as far as events and all that. So we'll cover a little bit. There were also matches this weekend. We'll cover, but I'm not going to get in too much detail with them just because it'd be too much, and I don't want to bore you guys too much, right? If you're a nerd and you want to know the stats and all that shit, go to GG or Breaking Point GG. All right. Shout out to Brab and all those guys over there doing great work and keeping us all updated with the stats. That's where I look at everything. So if you want to see it, go ahead and look at it. I'm not gonna get you guys too much involved in that. I'm just gonna give you guys my opinions and my thoughts of the things that have been happening recently within the competitive Call of Duty scene. I think let's go over. Let's say there was a big announcement from the Call of Duty League, which was. If you follow me on Twitter, I had been kind of teasing that I had some information that there was going to be a big announcement mid-season. All right, that there was something going on in the background, something was going to change. I never really gave my full thought of what I thought it was going to be. I thought that there was going to be a rebranding of the Call of Duty League. And they were going to pretty much contract the entire, the entire league over to a third party, and they were going to run it. That was kind of what I thought was possibly going to happen. I guess I was wrong, right? That's why I really never really went too public about it. But there was a big announcement with the Call of Duty League, pretty much announcing, let's be real, they pretty much announced everything that should have been, right? When it comes to the $25 million franchise fee to even get in the league, they're waiving that. That's gone, right? They're getting rid of that. They also announced that if you were a team that paid, if you already made payments within that franchise tag fee, they were going to refund you. you know, this, there was a lot of things. If you guys want to go look at it on their Twitter, go ahead and check it out. I'm not gonna get too much in depth with it, but there were a lot of things, a lot of good things that that pretty much solidified the future of the esport, of competitive Call of Duty, of the Call of Duty League, right? The whole franchise fee. It's pretty much what they did is they announced the next steps they're gonna take to get away from this franchising model, right? Which is a big W. Big W. Should have never been a thing. Should have never been a thing. I get what they tried to do. I understood. I was actually in two meetings. At one point I had a job offer and I've never really fully, so people who know me within the scene know that I've talked about this. I had a job offer with one of the league teams before. So I got some, I got a kind of a closer look onto what was going to happen with the franchise and all this stuff. And then, about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I was a part of a group that I was actually trying to bring a team to a certain part of the country. And so I got a little more inside information and got to see how it all worked out. So I got the overall plan of what they originally wanted to do, right? You know, it was Call of Duty esports, right? We're talking about the most popular game in the most popular FPS game in the world, right? The best-selling first-person shooter in the world, right? Their vision was, we want to have a league that mimics the NBA and NFL, right? And obviously, if you look at the NBA and NFL, you look at that and say, yeah, who wouldn't want that, right? Who wouldn't want that if you're a part of a sport or esport or whatever? Who wouldn't want that, right? And I'm not going to get too much in depth because, again, guys, if you guys want to listen, there's some past podcasts where I've talked about in depth of what the problem was and why they made the mistakes they made. You know what I mean? It was destined for doom from the jump. You know, long story short, the people who wanted to do that, you know, even though it was a good idea, didn't understand the culture of Call of Duty and, you know, didn't work out. It is what it is, right? We're past that, on to the next. Anyway, this big announcement from the league was very, very, very warranted. We're talking about they're eliminating the franchise fee, which is a big W. They're repaying money to a lot of these teams that already paid some of their franchise fee. They're refunding their money, which is awesome. They also announced that they're going to be helping out a lot more with the LAN events, right? People don't understand, the majority of these LAN events are being put on by the host team, and the league is giving very, very, very little of help, money-wise, logistics-wise, you know what I mean? So the league announced that, hey, we're going to help out a lot more. We want to have more events. We want to have better events. We're going to help out a lot more. Also announced that they're going to be giving extra money to these league teams to kind of give them more money to invest within their own, systems, as far as like possibly academy teams, right? Better pay for the players, better accommodations for the players, being able to help these teams grow their fan bases around their respective areas, which is, I mean, that's awesome, right? That in itself was huge. That's huge. That's huge for Call of Duty, the esport in general, right? It's huge. So I'm not going to lie. I wanted the league to get the fuck out of here. I wanted the league to kick rocks, right? I thought the league was holding the esport back. In my opinion, Call of Duty is the we're the best esport in the world, in my opinion, right? were very, very far away from what I thought we were going to be, right? And again, it comes back to my original thought. Everything was rushed. People didn't want to wait. They didn't want to let it happen naturally. And you know what I mean? And this is what we got, right? Now we have the league backtracking. Now we have the league admitting mistakes. Now we have the league offering solutions to fix the problems. I mean, that's a W. We got to give them that credit. It's a W. Like, you know, as much as we don't like certain people within the league, right? We think they've harmed the league. They've harmed the esport more than they've helped. I get all that. I feel the same way. But when you have the powers to be admitting their mistakes, you have the powers to be saying, hey, yeah, we fucked up. We did. Let us make it right. I mean, we gotta give them a chance. And so far, first step, it looks like a W, and I'm excited. I'm truly, truly excited for the future, guys. I'm truly, truly excited for the future. We're talking expansion. We're talking more academy teams. We're talking bigger prize pools. We're talking better salaries. We're talking extending the reach of the Call of Duty esport, right? We're talking about these franchises, these Call of Duty teams, getting the resources that they need to actually build fan bases, right? To actually build fan bases, right? It's a beautiful thing. It's a fucking beautiful thing, you guys. We're heading the right direction. We are heading the right direction. And if you're a fan of the esport, At the very least, smile. All right? Keep your chin up. Pause. So we have that. And then we had some matches this weekend, but we'll talk about that here in a minute. Again, we're not going to get too in-depth with it because whatever. I don't want to keep this podcast too long today or tonight. But we had another big announcement on Friday, which let's talk about that a little bit. Big announcement Friday. The league announced COD Champs. They announced the date. They announced the location. COD Champs will be held in Dallas, Texas, hosted by, you guessed it, Optic Gaming. All right. Now, we'll get into that a little bit. All right. So, long story short, I'm having a fucking long day. My wife calls me, says, hey, I just ran over something on the freeway, blah, blah, blah. I'm at this gas station. What do you want me to do? I'm like, holy fuck, on my way, right? I'm going through it. She's like, she told me she ran something over. She's missing a tire. I'm like, what? Like, bro, how do you run something over? How are you missing a tire? That's my immediate thought, right? I'm like, all right, fuck, I got to go. I had something to do after work. I said, fuck that. I got to go do this. My wife's in trouble. I got to go help her, right? Get to the gas station. She wasn't capping. Her entire left side of her fucking rear tire is completely gone. She rode on the rim. Bro, I'm not even getting into all that. Whatever. We got to go pick up my kids. I tell her, all right, I'm going to go pick up the kids. Pick up the kids, come back. Say, hey, you take the kids home. I'll wait for the tow truck. So I'm going to circle around what this has to do with Champs, by the way, guys. Sorry about for the long story. So my wife leaves. Tow truck's on the way. I'm waiting in the car. I'm waiting in the busted-ass vehicle, waiting for the tow truck to come. Open my Twitter, and I see that Champs has been announced. The date, the time, the location, everything. I'm like, oh, shit. All right. If you guys know, I wanted to go to Champs this year. I thought it was going to be the last CDL Champs. I wanted to go. So I said, yo, I want to go. All right, bet. I go to the Optic's website to buy the tickets. Again, guys, I'm sorry. I'm a snob. All right, I'm a snob. Whenever I go to these events, I don't, like, only way I'll fucking go is if I get VIP. I want my own reserve seat. I want my own entrance. Like, I'm willing to pay whatever I had to pay, right? I don't care. It's Champs. I'm going to pay. Go. Their fucking website is buggy as shit. Obviously, they have a shitload of traffic at that time. Everyone's trying to buy tickets for Champs. I'm like, you know what? I'm like, if I don't get this VIP ticket, I'm not gonna go. Like, I'm just not. They have, you know, VIP, they have reserved, and then they have general admission. I'm like, well, if I don't get VIP, I'm not going. VIP ticket's like $300. I'm like, if I don't get the VIP, I'm not going. Plain and simple is what it is. Like, I'll stay. I'll watch it from home. Who cares, right? Even though I really wanted to go. I got the fucking VIP ticket in my cart. Won't let me check out. I'm pissed off. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Guess I'm not going to Champs. I don't care. I'm a little bitch and I'm spoiled and I want to have a VIP ticket. And if I can't have the VIP ticket, go fuck yourself, Hex. Just kidding. Love you. Go F yourself, Optic. I'm going to watch it from home on my computer. Don't care. Right? Who cares? Listen, guys, it's Friday. I'm having a bad day. I'm waiting for a tow truck. That was my train of thought, waiting to get that ticket, right? Whatever. Tow trucks come. I'm waiting for, now the tow truck comes, picks up the car. Now I'm waiting for an Uber home, right? Now I'm thinking like, but bro, I really wanted to go to Champs. Like, come on, man. Like, fuck, I try to get the ticket again. Website's bugged, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, bro, I really, 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 really wanted to go to Champs. Like, I really wanted to go. Like, I was like mentally wanted to go. Like, I was ready to buy plane ticket, buy fucking hotel, whatever, blah, 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 right? So I said, you know what? How much do the general admission tickets cost? Go to general admission, $79 for Saturday and Sunday. Mind you, guys, I was gonna pay for a VIP ticket, and I was only gonna go for Saturday and Sunday. Like, I'm not gonna go Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I got kids and shit. I can't leave my family that long. So I said, you know what? Fuck it. We're gonna buy general admission. I want to go to Champs, bro. I want to go to Champs. Go to get the tickets. Works easily. Plenty of tickets available. I get my Champs tickets, general admission, Saturday and Sunday. I'm like, you know what? I'm an idiot. I'm over here and I just got this general admission tickets. Like, I probably should have checked how much the flights are. You guys, when I fly out, there is an airport here where I live. But the flights are fucking mad expensive, and it doesn't make any sense because they're expensive and you're going to have a layover in Chicago or Milwaukee. So my train of thought is, what, just book from Milwaukee to Chicago. It'll be cheaper and you're going to go there regardless. So what does it matter? Right. So, I go look flying out of Chicago round trip ticket from, Chicago to Dallas, $179. Ease, I'm taking that. That's they're giving it away at that point. Book my shit. Book my hotel. Long story short, your boy's going to Champs. All right? I'm going to Champs. Okay, I'm excited. July. It's going to be hot as shit. Here's the negative. All right? And I'm getting close to the mic because I have not told my wife yet. All right, I haven't told her yet. Okay. So what do I do? Do I tell her now with 2 months, while we're 2-3 months out? Or should I wait till like the month of? I don't know. I think I'm going to wait till the month of. Regardless, we're not going to get into that. Your boy's going to Champs. Listen, if you see me at Champs, make sure you come say hi. If you enjoy the podcast and you see me at Champs, come say hi. I'm excited, guys. It's gonna be my first Champs, so I'm truly, truly excited. I cannot wait. Hopefully everything goes good, and my Atlanta phase, make it to the grand finals. And regardless of that, it's gonna be a good fucking Champs, bro. We're talking about Texas. We're talking about Dallas, Texas. We're talking about July. Things are looking up. All right, they're looking up. All right, guys. So that's that. We're not going to get too much in the other bullshit. We're going to go over this past weekend's matches. Let's see. Sunday. Should we go over Fridays too? Yeah, we'll go over Fridays too. We'll go over Fridays too. So on Friday, we had Miami Heretics against Toronto Ultra. Then we had Seattle Surge against Optic Texas. And then we had Carolina Royal Ravens against New York Subliners. So for the first match on Friday night, we had Miami Heretics versus Toronto Ultra. Toronto Ultra took the series 3-1. We're not going to get too much into that. For the second match of the Friday night, we had Optic Texas versus Seattle Surge. Optic Texas with an easy 3-0 over Seattle Surge. And then for that last match of the other match of the night, we had Carolina Royal Ravens versus New York Subliners. That was the big upset of the night. We had Carolina taking that over New York Subliners 3-2. We'll talk about that a little bit right now. We're not sure really what's going on with this New York team. There seems to be something off. We'll just go over the stats with that series. So with that series, I mean, it's kind of funny. Listen to the stats. Listen to the stats. And this right here tells me that it's strictly a communication problem, not on the same wavelength. Because this shouldn't have happened. Carolina Royal Ravens overall KDs, all right? So Slain, here we go. Clayster had a 0.79 that series. Felony had a 0.82 that series. Gwynn went fucking crazy this weekend. Gwynn went crazy. He had a 1.47. All right, can I get a fucking PC check out of that kid? TJ Haley had a 0.82. So one player on that Carolina team played at a very good high level, right? New York Subliners. Hydra had a 1.02. Kismet had a 1.08. Sib had a 1.14. Skies had a 0.92. So clearly, when it comes to the Slain department, right, New York took that. But they still lost a series. All right. So that tells you that there's something going on. There's something going on team wise, right? These guys just are not playing together for whatever reason. All right. For whatever reason. We're not going to get too much into that. But that was the big upset on that Friday. And then we'll go into that. Then we'll go on to Saturday. Saturday we had Seattle Surge versus New York Subliners. We had LA Thieves versus Miami Heretics. Then we had Optic Texas versus Las Vegas Legion. And then we had New York Subliners versus Seattle Surge. So once again, we'll go from the first match. LA Thieves beat Miami Heretics. LA Thieves were looking good. They look like the new roster is really meshing well. And looks like they made a right choice making a move. So good for LA Thieves. Then we had Optic Texas take on the Las Vegas Legion. That was a rout. This is our first time seeing a seam with this new roster taking Purge's place. It did not look very good. Let me tell you. I don't think. Let's see what Asim's record or his stats were. Asim had maybe one of the worst debuts. And we've seen in a while, he had a 0.64. Not looking good for that kid. Not looking good for that guy. And in my opinion, maybe a move they shouldn't have made. Maybe a move that they waited too long to make. As far as Purge, I thought Purge was just starting to play well. The team was starting to click a little bit better. But for whatever reason, they decided to make a move now. Who knows? You know, we're not a part of the team, so we don't really know why. But Asim making his debut, it was not pretty. So Optic Texas took that 3-0. Then we go over to the biggest upset of the night. Again, the New York Subliners fall to Seattle Surge. Seattle Surge played, I mean, they played pretty well. 04 had a pretty good series. Breezy had a really good series with a 1.13. Let's see. And as far as New York subliners, Kismet and Sib really struggled. Kismet struggled big time. He had a 0.70. That's very, very, uncharacteristic, like, from Sib. And then Kismet struggled as well with a 0.81. Kismet is supposed to be your, you know, it's your leader. That's the guy you guys are kind of, you know, you're falling behind. And when he's not doing well, I mean, when your leader's not doing well, your team's going to struggle. Skies had a really good series with a 1.44. And Hydra had a respectable series with a 1.03. So overall, again, it comes back to this New York team. Something's off. Right, something is very off. New York is supposed to be one of the top four teams, right? And if you're a top four team and you want to stay a top four team, you have to beat those teams that you're supposed to beat. All right, Carolina and Surge. If you're New York, you should not be losing to those teams. All right, if you're New York and you were just beating Atlanta, right? You should not be losing to Surge and you should not be losing to Carolina. It's just unacceptable if you're supposed to be a top four team, right? It's just unacceptable. Again, there's something wrong there. Hopefully the coaches are really digging into the film, maybe sitting down with the team, trying to figure it out, because it's not looking good for New York right now. Hopefully there's a turnaround next weekend. And then tonight for the final matches of the weekend, we had Carolina versus LAG, Los Angeles Gorillas. Then we had Boston Breach versus Minnesota Rocker. And then we had Atlanta FaZe versus Toronto Ultra. So the first match of the night, we had Carolina versus LAG. Carolina won that pretty easily. LAG, I think, might be taking the reign for the worst team in the league, taking that reign from the Miami Heretics. LAG right now is 0-3 in this qualifying stage, which is kind of concerning. I know they do have a pretty good sub out of Flames. As far as Flames and Estriel, that's a pretty good duo. They've been teaming together, you know, as they were coming up. So if you're LAG, you kind of maybe think about flirting with that. I mean, you're already paying Flames to be your sub. So what is it going to hurt to give them a try, right? There's clearly something going on. The team is just not meshing well. If I'm LAG, I'm swapping out Assault. Assault had a miserable series. He had a 0.77. He's been struggling since he got a chance. So if I'm LAG, I'm taking a chance with that young kid, Flames, waiting in the wings. And let me tell you, that kid is nasty. He's definitely a diamond in the rough. If they give him a chance, I definitely think he's gonna impress a lot of people. And it'll be a lot easier transition for him, since him and Estriel are, you know, they're kind of a duo. They've been a duo since they've been coming up. So I think they should definitely make a move, because they look god awful right now. So that, we had Carolina Royal Ravens beating LAG 3-0. Then we had a series that I was excited about. We had Minnesota Rocker versus Boston Breach. Minnesota Rocker 3-2s wins the series over Boston Breach 3-2. Again, another close series for this Boston Breach team. They're just having a hard time closing out these matches. You know, this is the second time we've seen this team play together. As far as online matches, they you know, they're still a new team. There were some questionable plays from Pentagram. There were, you know, Beans had a really good series. One respawning, I think, was a hard point. He had like 37 or something like that. 38 went off. And again, they came back to almost complete the reverse sweep. Clearly, this team, in my opinion, this, even though they're not winning yet, they're better than what they were with the previous roster. I feel like this team is. Pacing wise is right there. They're just little things they got to fix. There's little mistakes that they're making. All right. And again, it could be they're a new roster. They're still really getting the hang of playing together. One big thing I didn't even realize. I never even put these two and two together. All right. Comms, communication, call outs, right? I completely forgot. Okay. When you have Snoopy and Pentagram on the same team, there's one problem. And I just forgot about this. I didn't even think about it until I watched the listening while this match was happening. Snoopy is a very, very, very soft-spoken guy, all right? English is not his first language, all right? So when he's calling out, it's very, very quiet. It's not necessarily quiet, but he doesn't talk with his tone is very low, right? Pentagram is the exact same way. Obviously, Pentagram knows English, right? But very, very, you know, this is Pentagram. This is my shout out to Pentagram. Love the kid. This is my impression of Pentagram's comms. Right here. All right, here we go. He's left. He's top. All right, he's right. He's right. He's left. He's left. Okay, he's top. Rotate. All right, I'm going to jump. You know what I mean? It's very, very quiet. This is the way he is, the way he talks, right? His tone is that, right? Now, if you're Beans and if you're Priesta, does that bother you? Right? Does that bother you? Is that something maybe they can try to fix? Like, hey, when you're calling out, put some ump in your voice. Say it with your chest, boy. Right? Say it with your motherfucking chest. Could that possibly be something they could fix? Could that be a problem that maybe they don't understand that it's a problem? Right? Something interesting. Something interesting to think about. But again, the team's right there. They just very small problems they got to fix. I think if they fix them, they can get out of the dungeon, right? They're technically in last place, but I think they have, you know, they can get a couple wins online, go to the major, win one or two matches, try to get themselves out of that fucking, that bottom of the barrel. And then we had, so Minnesota Rocker beat Boston Breach 3-2. And then we had what we all thought was going to be the banger of a series for the weekend. We had Atlanta FaZe taking on Toronto Ultra. All right. I'm pretty sure we all thought. We all thought that it was going to be a banger. This was not a banger. This was actually maybe the opposite of a banger. All right. Maybe the opposite of a banger. Atlanta FaZe. It was almost disrespectful of what Atlanta did to the Toronto Ultra. It was almost disrespectful. All right. Almost disrespectful. We're talking about they sunned. Like, Scrappy was Draza's son this entire series, right? Like, Atlanta FaZe, little boyed, babied, rocked the baby, he's too little, Toronto Ultra. It was disrespectful. It was so disrespectful that I'm like, yo, I'm going to get some ice cream before this control starts. I couldn't even get back to my seat to enjoy the rest of the series and eat ice cream. The shit was done. Like, you understand how crazy that is? You understand that I went to get my plate of food at the start of the S&D, and when I got back, it was 4-0 in S&D. Like, bro, you can't even let me eat my fucking spaghetti, Chris. Like, you're making the series go that fast? Really? Like, bro, it was disrespectful. Literally, almost, it was disrespectful how fast and how utterly dominant Atlanta was over Toronto. Listen, it's over. All right, it's over. There is no more Big Three. Bitch, it's just Big Me. And my name is Atlanta FaZe. You got it? Toronto who? New York who? Optic what? No. Let me repeat that. There is no big three. It's just big me. And I'm Atlanta FaZe. Insane. Listen, you guys. There is no talking about it. Now we know. The best online team is Atlanta FaZe. The best land team is Atlanta FaZe. Crown them. All right. All you little content creators, the flank and all that shit, have your little tier list. Atlanta's here. Everybody else is down here, including Optic. Get down here. Atlanta here. Optic, Toronto, New York. Actually, you know what? Toronto, New York. Get the fuck out of here. Atlanta, Optic. That's all it is. All right? That's all it is. Listen, guys. It's insane. It's insane how disrespectful Atlanta 3-0'd Toronto. You understand, at one point, just in high school, you was the man, homie. What the fuck happened to you? It's literally how I felt about Toronto. Look that lyric up. Insane. Only team that has to pose any threat to Atlanta right now is Optic. And right now, Optic has this, they have this mental block with FaZe. All right. If FaZe does not lose to Optic all year, for the rest of the year, give them the champs trophy right now. Right now, give them the chance trophy. There's only one team that poses any threat to Atlanta FaZe, and that's Optic. Okay. But Optic can beat. They can beat Atlanta. But they just have this mental block they have to get over. But if they don't get over it, they're not doing it at champs. All right? Give Atlanta the trophy right now. If Optic doesn't get over this mental. I don't care how you do it. If I'm Optic, let's go play pickup basketball. Optic versus Atlanta FaZe. If I'm Optic, let's play Uno. Us against y'all. Find a way to beat Atlanta FaZe somehow, whatever it takes. Whatever you got to do. All right, beat them in Connect Four. Beat them in Uno. Beat them in, go play basketball. Beat them in soccer. Beat them in fucking, I don't know. Beat them in some tic-tac-toe. Optic, you have to beat them in something if you want to have a chance to win it all. You want to have a chance to be COD champs? If you don't beat Optic in anything, if you don't beat Atlanta FaZe in anything, Optic, you're not winning champs. You're not doing it. All right, you're not doing it. You have to beat them in something. You have to. Again, there's a mental block that Optic's the only team that gives Atlanta FaZe any kind of run for the money. Optic's the only team. If you're Optic, you have to beat them in something to get that mental block out of there. If I'm Dashy, or if I'm Shotzi, if I'm Kenny, or if I'm Pred, I'm inviting these fools. Come over to the crib, Selim. Come over to the crib, Abizi. Come over to the crib, Simp. Come over to the crib, Draza. Come over. Let's play Connect Four. Let's play Uno. Let's play tic-tac-toe. Let's arm wrestle. Let's do something. Something for my squad to beat you guys, because we need to get this fucking mental block over that you guys have over us. We got to get it out of there. Otherwise, we're never beating you guys. Otherwise, Optic's never beating Atlanta in Call of Duty. All right? Drop a reverse pickup four on their ass in Uno and get that mental block out of there. Otherwise, it's going to be a long fucking rest of the year for Optic, and Optic's not beating FaZe. It's not happening. Sorry. You know, like, it's just, it's one of those things, bro. Atlanta FaZe is the best team in Call of Duty. That's what it is. Enough talking. Enough of the ranting. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's podcast. Listen, we'll be back this week, either an interview or another solo episode. Hope you guys enjoyed. I'm sorry for talking so long. I wanted to keep this under 40 minutes. We're at 39 minutes and 40 seconds. Wanted to keep it under 40 minutes. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Again, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. Let me know some shit. Let me know. Listen, if you're watching on YouTube, let me know who you want me to interview. And I'm going to try and make it happen. All right. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please rate it 5 stars, please. If you're listening on Spotify, please like, rate, do whatever you got to do. If you're watching this on X right now, drop a follow. All right. And share. All right, guys. Love you guys. God bless. Hope you have a beautiful week. Start it off strong, positive vibes. And remember the most important thing, take care and wash your ass. Talk to you guys later. We out.